Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of Bases Loaded. I'm your host, as always, Eric Ellefson. And we have, quite a bit to talk about over the past 2 weeks. We'll be recapping the NBA draft, as well as talking some NBA free agency that started up just last week. And we'll go over the MLB All-Star rosters, maybe talk about the Home Run Derby roster or participants. They've only filled, I think, 5 now of the 8 spots for that, which the Derby is next Monday night, and then the All-Star Game is next Tuesday night, both in Arlington, Texas, host of the Texas Rangers. So we'll get into that in time, but yeah, starting out the bat with NBA draft recap. Might do a little NHL draft recap. Maybe not, but most likely, NBA. As we had this year, they split up the first 2 rounds. So round 1 was on one night, Wednesday, June 26th, and then round 2 was the next night. I believe in Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, which it's been, probably the last 5 or so years. So, Atlanta, like I mentioned previously on the podcast one time, I'm sure a couple times now, had the number 1 overall pick. Pitt seems like what a lot of mock drafts are picking at that point. Zachariah Richard. Forward from France, and then Washington Wizards at number 2, Alexander Starr from Perth, Australia. Number 3, Houston Rockets, Reed Shepard. San Antonio Spurs at number 4 overall had Pitt's Stephon Castle. So a little bit of, the top 4, not a whole lot of surprise. Detroit, number 5 with Ron Holland, the second, who, a lot of scouts going into this college basketball season and into, the NBA kind of draft process for this year's draft, view it as a possible number 1 overall pick. I don't know if it was injuries. I think he played in the G League. Yeah, G League. So, he just, it probably was injuries or something where he just didn't have the time to stay, not just stay healthy but develop, because if you're injured, it's gonna be kind of hard for you to get on the court, play and develop and show scouts and team executives what you can do if you're not able to be on the court in the first place. So that's kind of surprised. It didn't seem like Detroit was gonna pick that. Most viewed him as maybe a late lottery pick in the draft. And then Charlotte, number 6. I'm not even going to try and pronounce that name. But a forward, let's see. Another French player, okay. Yeah, France has really dominated these early draft picks the past 2 years. Just international basketball in general has kind of stepped up the past couple of years, obviously we've seen that with not just in draft process, but in the NBA the past couple of years, with Nikola Jokic winning 3 of the past 4-year MVP awards, Giannis won back-to-back. We have Luka Doncic from Slovenia, Giannis from Greece, Jokic from Serbia, Victor Wembanyama from France. So the international market, playing market, was actually pretty good beforehand. Now, probably can continue to step up as we see players doing international leagues and G leagues, not just your typical NCAA basketball. So, Portland at number 7, Donovan Flindan. The center from UConn, pretty much a kind of a best player available at that point, maybe for Portland, because they already had, I think, DeAndre Ayton and another light center, you know, power forward player. So it kind of maybe forces their hand for playing time maybe now, as to go into like more of a backup or even more of a reserve role now. Number eight, the San Antonio Spurs, Rob Dillingham, but trading that to Minnesota. Number nine, Memphis Grizzlies to Zach Edey, from Purdue. Cody Williams, the forward from Colorado to Utah at number 10. Matas Buzlis, I think he's Lithuanian forward, to his hometown Chicago Bulls. Nikola Topic at number 12 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Devin Carter at number 13 to Sacramento. Portland Yen at number 14. Carlton Carrington, but this is traded to Washington. And that's like, you know, wraps up the lottery picks of those 14. And that, you know, after that's like teams that made the playoffs, and stuff like that. Standouts, we have Dalton Kennett, number 17 overall, going to the LA Lakers. They added him 17th overall, and then drafted LeBron James' son, Bronny James, in round two. I think it was 55th overall. As kind of like, you know, a way to keep LeBron in LA. I mean, at that point, yeah, it's not a bad pick for LA. Because, I mean, at 55, like, you know, you're just kind of hoping for something, you know. And he's still young. I think he's, like, probably going to be 19 by the time the NBA season starts. So, you know, a lot of raw talent, obviously. Injury kind of prone year at USC, as well as USC just not doing, having a great basketball season. So, you know, drafted him 55th overall. And I think LeBron restructured his contract, free up some more cap space. You know, drafted Dalton Kennett 17th overall, who's probably one of the most pro-ready draft prospects in this year. Having a really great year at Tennessee. Very good shot maker, especially from three. So, add some, like, you know, offensive firepower to a team that, you know, has LeBron, Anthony Davis. I think D'Angelo Russell accepted or his player option, I think, for this next season, so he'll be there next season. So, you know, kind of LA is doing, you know, making some progress, not just on the court, but also off, with hiring J.J. Redick as their head coach. I think that was announced before, a couple days before the draft or after. I think it was before. So I think a 4-year deal. So I think this is his first time as experience for a coach for Redick, who, you know, now becomes the coach of the Lakers, who, you know, just saw their arch rival Boston, you know, become the most, you know, winningest team in the NBA with their 18th championship. So now LA's going to try and do, you know, probably be a little bit more aggressive and try and, to try and, you know, top them, at least get back to the finals or something like that. I don't know how much, you know, they're going to have with, like, cap space or anything like that. I mean, obviously, you know, LeBron took, like, a pay cut, so that'll definitely, like, you know, or pay cut or restructured his contract, so that will add to their, you know, financial situations, at least. We'll see what happens with that. Other than that, I mean, that's kind of, I mean, Phoenix at number 22, Deron Holmes the second, forward slinger from Dayton. They traded this to Denver. Butts at 23, AJ Johnson. And then with their second round pick, they took, Butts took more of like, kind of some like college like early college age prospects. I don't think either of them is like over the age of like 20, maybe. You know, to a team that's like, you know, trying, you know, to get back over the kind of early round playoff hump. Though, I mean, in their defense, it is kind of like out of their control, that, like, you know, Giannis was injured the past two playoffs this year, and then last year he got injured in game, I think it was game two or three. So, you know, at that point you're kind of like, well, what do we do? So I thought maybe, you know, I mean, they wouldn't be able to draft, I'm going to say, like, Holmes or Yevgeny, a center, you know, or like Zach Edey, Donovan Flingan, or Anthony or Alexander Starks, like, or Starks, they were already drafted. So, like, kind of options. I mean, Kyle Flip Iwoste from Duke, I mean, he was still available, that first round pick for there. So, like, they could have, but, like, obviously chose not to and took players that are more like, you know, a little bit developed kind of stuff, and, you know, under that era. Utah round one, 29th overall, Isaiah Collier, another guard from USC, who, again, combination of, like, you know, injury and just USC basketball not having a great season led to that, maybe falling a little bit past a potential lottery pick into late first round. And yeah, I mean, winners, probably, you know, San Antonio. I mean, they got what they wanted with a guard. They also signed Chris Paul to a one-year deal. So, like, you know, draft Stephen Castle, fourth overall. Had a good, you know, freshman season at Connecticut. Obviously won the national championship, helped them win it. So drafting him, signing Chris Paul, kind of like, you know, have him mentor him for the first year. Because, again, he's not going to be, like, probably more than 19 by the time the season starts. And, you know, then drafted another guard at 8, but then traded that to Minnesota. Probably got some, like, you know, probably some second-round picks. Maybe some cash, considering compensation type of thing for that. So, like, you know, San Antonio trying to build around Wembanyama, but also, like, get some draft capital, you know, for further down, to trade that for trades, to get players that you really want in free agency or the draft or in trade or on the trade deadline. So yeah, I mean, Washington trying to, like, you know, trying to get, like, a full kind of, you know, jumpstart that rebuild a little bit. Atlanta, so, like, they did have the first overall pick, drafted this forward from France, and then they did trade DeJounte Murray to, I think, New Orleans, for, I think, some draft capital, draft picks. I think they might have gotten another player in advance, so, like, you know, decided to keep Trae Young, you know, trade DeJounte after, like, you know, trading for him from San Antonio, like, 2 years ago or so. And then, so now they have that. I don't really know who they have, like, at center now. Is that their only pick? That was their only pick in the draft. So, you know, that. Portland's not a, you know, I'm not a winner, but, like, made some, I mean, I liked what they did, you know, drafted Donovan Flingan, kind of added, like, a rim protector and, like, inside scorer, to that team that had drafted Scoot Henderson, I think, third overall last year. So, you know, bringing that, and then they drafted another guard, but then traded him to Washington. So, you know, trying to build for that. Memphis at, you know, drafting Zach Edey. You know, no doubt he's a very good college basketball player. Like, the only thing that is going to worry about the translating to NBA is that defense, like outside of post defense, like, you know, if you have like a dribble crossover that, like, you're probably going to be able to get past him on the perimeter. But, you know, 5 feet from the hoop, you know, he's going to be a pretty good defensive force down there, as well as a good rebounder. So that's not really going to be the problem. It's going to be more of like, you know, trying to develop as at least a below average to maybe average, like, perimeter defender. I mean, it'll be a good, pretty, like, you know, like, lob, offensive lob threat to a John Morant. And I think they still have Marcus Smart, unless they traded him. I don't know. Like, NBA free agency started, like, about a week ago or something like that. There hasn't been too many crazy things. We'll get to a little bit later, but yeah. And then, you know, you get to like lottery picks, late first round, you know. Just kind of boost your roster, you know, for the playoffs, add some position depth and just stuff like that that can continue, that can develop and also, like, you know, help when, like, your stars need to take, like, a, you know, 2 minute, you know, rest on the bench type of thing. So, you know, we'll see. And a lot of these, like, you're not going to know exactly how these players will develop until, like, you know, about a year or two down the road. And some are going to, like, you know, some from, you know, round two might have a lot more of an impact than, like, a lottery pick. That's how it goes, not just, like, NBA, you know, NHL, baseball, football, like, all that. Sometimes I'll set up a pitch and develop more than that. So, going from, like, that and transitioning to free agency, which, like I said, started about a week ago, maybe 10 days ago type of thing. I just like the bid. No, that's not it. The bid, like, free agency that I can think of is Klay Thompson signs a deal with the Dallas Mavericks. I think a 3-year deal, something like that, if I can find, like, where exactly, like, NBA tracker type of thing. Because, like, you know, it seemed like he wanted to stay in, you know, Golden State. Obviously, like, you know, part of those four championships that they had won since 2015. But I think he also kind of felt the thing of, like, some of those players, like, you know, that they've had the past years. Like, we had, like, Andrew Wiggins and, like, Jordan Poole and Draymond Green. Though Draymond, I can see where, like, he'd get, like, over $100 million deal because he was also part of those four championships. But, like, the other two, like, Wiggins and Poole, like, were only there for, like, their last one. So, like, give them a $100 million deal plus, as opposed to, like, you know, Klay Thompson had more of a crucial role than they did, you know. Kind of felt like probably a little bit how, like, Scottie Pippen felt financially. Like, you know, he had been part of, like, those six championships with, you know, the Bulls in the 90s, but, like, he wasn't making, like, over $100 million. Like, he signed, like, a very, like, you know, financially good deal for the Bulls organization, but, like, for him, he wasn't getting paid, like, you know, Michael Jordan's right-hand man. So, goes to Dallas. I think, like I said, I think it's a 3-year deal type of that. It might have been, like, 15 to 20 million, so, like, a pretty decent deal. You know, add some more, like, three-point perimeter shooting to Dallas. I mean, it's not like Luka and Kyrie aren't, like, three-point shooters, but, like, Klay is more of a three-point shooter than them. So we'll see how that goes for them. Obviously, you know, how does Golden State replace Klay Thompson? You know, well, like that, you know, that'll be, you know, down the road into the season, like, you know, the next year or so. Because I don't know how long Steph is signed on for. Because, like, yeah, would have thought, like, you know, Steph and Klay and Draymond would, like, you know, play their entire careers with Golden State. But it seemed like, you know, with, again, like, them giving contracts to those other players that played less of a role than Klay has with, you know, this organization, like, what they've been the past decade. And then I think, like, he unfollowed the Warriors on Instagram and I think maybe other social media. So it just kind of seemed like that was, like, it was pretty much done. There was nothing to, like, mend the relationship. And goes to Dallas. Another free agency we had. There's a sign and trade with the Bulls and the Sacramento Kings, and then I think the Spurs were also part of it. So DeMar DeRozan signs, I think it was a 3-year, $70 million deal, or sign and trade. So signs it with the Bulls. It's traded to Sacramento. Sacramento sends Chris Duarte to the Bulls, and then they send 2 second-round picks to the Spurs, and then the Spurs, I think, send some player to Sacramento as well. So we'll see how it goes for that. I mean, I guess as, like, a Bulls fan, I'm, like, okay with it because, like, with, like, the way, with his age, like, the fact that he signed a 3-year deal with the Bulls when he did, and it made, you know, 2 All-Star teams, you know, averaged, like, 25 points, I think around 4 or 5 assists and rebounds a game, is pretty remarkable that he was able to do that, like, at that point in the career. But, like, is he going to be able to keep doing that? I don't know. And, like, with their draft pick, you know, 11th overall being a forward, you know, how much time, and, like, you know, DeRozan, maybe it's, like, by the, you know, signs a deal again with the Bulls, and maybe he gets traded at the deadline type of thing. I mean, we only did, like, Chris Duarte, who, like, I think he's a free agency after this season, so, like, you know, see how it goes. If he's able to, like, you know, take a little step in his development, then, you know, maybe we sign him to, like, another 2-3-year deal, can keep him on the active roster. But, like, after that, you know, it's better than, like, and if he doesn't work out, then you can, like, let him walk to free agency and you don't, you know, lose anything. You're not, like, or, like, you know, maybe he does well and you can trade him at the deadline type of thing. So I see how that goes. So I'm trying to think what that is. The other big deal was probably Paul George. There's a thing being, like, he's not expected, like, to not re-sign with the Clippers. I think he opted out of his deal contract with the Clippers. It seemed like he was not going to re-sign with them. Signs with the Philadelphia 76ers. So he goes from Clippers to, you know, Sixers. And then James Harden agreed to a new deal to return to the Clippers. So Clippers lose, you know, one of their big three. Keep the other two. But, you know, what does that do? You know, it's probably not what the ownership wanted, because, like, they opened their new, like, arena for this season. So, like, they'll have their own arena. They're not sharing, you know, the Staples Center crypto arena with the Lakers anymore. So, like, you know, if they could have, like, resigned, that would have been a fun for them, at least for their thing, to, like, you know, we open this new arena for the season. We still have our, you know, bid three players. And then, you know, you can go from there. So, trying to think. Yeah, we did that. Miles Bridges agreed 3-year, $75 million to return to the Hornets. Orlando Magic forward Franz Wagner, 5-year, $224 million maximum rookie contract extension. Buddy Hield joining Golden State, so that's probably going to be take more of a role now that Klay is gone. We'll see how that goes. Oh, sign and trade, 2-year deal, okay. Warriors send the Sixers a 2031 second-round pick from the Mavericks. Joe Ingles has agreed to join the Minnesota Timberwolves on 1-year deal. Try to see if there's any, like... Donovan Mitchell, the 3-year, $153.3 million. Maximum contract extension with the Cavs. And that kind of takes us... Jason Tatum extension with the Celtics, 5 years, $314 million. And they also extended contract extension with Derek White. And that's kind of like the main... Oh, Isaiah Hartenstein, 3-year, $87 million deal with Oklahoma City Thunder. Goes from like the Thunder, or from the Knicks to the Thunder. So, playing back up to, like, Julius Randle, now playing, you know, back up to, like, Chet Holmgren and them in Oklahoma City. Center Jalen Smith, 3-year, $27 million contract with the Bulls. Sixers and Tyrese Maxey agreed to a 5-year, $204 million contract extension, and then Derrick Jones, for Derrick Jones Jr. and the Clippers, 3-year, $30 million. That kind of takes us the main kind of thing, and then yeah, I talked about like Chris Paul at the Spurs, so it's kind of up to where we are with free agency stuff. So, you know, kind of follow that as we go along throughout the coming weeks. And, like, you know, we'll see if there's any really big free agency happening. Because, like, the Olympics start in about 2.5 weeks. So I know, like, the Olympic, you know, USA basketball teams are doing, like, you know, training camp. For the men, I don't know when the women start, because like the WNBA season takes place, you know, during the regular season. So like, how does that gonna like work, or how does that work? Because I mean, it's not like they need practice. It's like the women's basketball team wins gold. Like if they don't win, it's kind of like a surprise. The men, we usually win unless we don't, as long as we have our act together and show up and don't try and get all cute and fancy because we're playing like some like, you know, lesser opponent. So yeah, moving on to our final topic, MLB All-Star roster, All-Star game announced. So we had the starters that were announced last week. I think it was Thursday or maybe it was Tuesday or Thursday last week, and the reserves and pitchers were announced on this past Sunday. So we'll go through the starting lineups for the American League and the National League. For the American League, at catcher from the Baltimore Orioles, Adley Rutschman. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. from the Toronto Blue Jays at first. Jose Altuve from the Houston Astros at second. Jose Ramirez of the Cleveland Guardians at third. Gunnar Henderson of the Baltimore Orioles at short. We have Aaron Judge and Juan Soto of the New York Yankees in the outfield, as well as Stephen Kwan from the Cleveland Guardians in the outfield. And the DH is Jordan Alvarez of the Houston Astros. For the National League, at catcher, we have William Contreras from the Milwaukee Brewers. First base is Bryce Harper from the Philadelphia Phillies. Second base is Ketel Marte of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Third base is Alex Bohm of the Philadelphia Phillies. Shortstop is Trey Turner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Outfield is Christian Yelich of the Milwaukee Brewers. And Jorrison Profar and Fernando Tatis Jr. of the San Diego Padres. And the DH is Shohei Ohtani. For the AL reserves and pitchers, we have Salvador Perez, the Royals, Carlos Correa of the Twins, Jordan Westberg of the Baltimore Orioles, Josh Naylor of the Cleveland Guardians, Isaac Paredes of the Tampa Bay Rays, Marcus Semien of the Texas Rangers, Bobby Witt Jr. of the Kansas City Royals, Jaron Duran of the Boston Red Sox, Riley Green of the Detroit Tigers, Kyle Tucker of the Houston Astros, and David Fry, designated hitter for the Cleveland Guardians. Pitchers are Tyler Anderson of the Angels, Corbin Burns of the Orioles, Derek Hershey of the Chicago White Sox, Logan Gilbert of the Seattle Mariners, Tanner Houck of the Boston Red Sox, Seth Lugo of the Kansas City Royals, Cole Radmans of the Kansas City Royals, and Tariq Skubal of the Detroit Tigers. And relievers are Emmanuel Clase of the Cleveland Guardians, Clay Holmes of the Yankees, Mason Miller of the Oakland Athletics, and Kirby Yates of the Texas Rangers. And for the National League, we have for the reserves and pitchers, Will Smith, catcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Infield, we have C.J. Abrams of the Washington Nationals, Pete Alonso of the New York Mets, Luis Arraez of the San Diego Padres, Mookie Betts of the L.A. Dodgers, L.A. De La Cruz of the Cincinnati Reds, Freddie Freeman of the L.A. Dodgers, Ryan McMahon of the Colorado Rockies, outfield is Cesar Hernandez of the L.A. Dodgers, Jetson Merrill of the San Diego Padres, Heliot Ramos of the San Francisco Giants, Brian Reynolds of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Marcell Ozuna of the Atlanta Braves as DH. Pitchers, we have Hunter Green of the Cincinnati Reds, Shota Imanaga of the Chicago Cubs, Ronaldo Lopez of the Atlanta Braves, Chris Sale of the Atlanta Braves, Paul Steens of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ranger Suarez of the Philadelphia Phillies, Logan Webb of the San Francisco Giants, Zach Wheeler of the Philadelphia Phillies. And for relievers, we have Ryan Helsley of the St. Louis Cardinals, Jeff Hoffman of the Philadelphia Phillies, Tanner Stout of the Miami Marlins, Matt Stram of the Philadelphia Phillies, and Robert Suarez of the San Diego Padres. So for the American League, a lot of like Guardians, Baltimore, Yankees, not surprising. And then National League, we have a lot of the Phillies, Padres, Dodgers. Braves have a couple. So, you know, teams that have been doing pretty well this season, not surprising they have, you know, multiple starters, if not multiple players on the All-Star roster. And the All-Star game is a week from today, so that can obviously change with anyone who's, like, injured that's on the roster or, you know, gets injured in the next week or even, you know, decides to opt out all entirely and, you know, not play at all. So obviously, and like again, like we've had, you know, years past, a lot of like first timers that are even starting. So, you know, it's always a fun, you know, thing to watch. I like watching, I like watching the Home Run Derby more just because it's fun. Like I said, we only have, I think, 5 participants as of now. I know it's Gunnar Henderson, the Baltimore Orioles. We have Pete Alonso, the Mets. I think Jose Ramirez of the Guardians was announced like today or yesterday. I think Bobby Witt Jr. I might be able to find. Maybe. We'll see. I thought I saw it. Oh, here we go. Yeah, this should do me. Participants, maybe. Or not. I thought when, here's like the article telling about like, you know, Jose Ramirez of the Guardians announcing there should be. All right, here we go. Gunnar Henderson, Pete Alonso, Alec Bowen, Bobby Witt Jr., Marcell Ozuna. Okay, so we have six announced so far, so we still have two left to be announced. We don't have like a Texas Ranger in it yet. I don't know if we will. I mean, I could see like Torrey Cedar being the one that would get the nod, but I don't know. You know, ultimately it comes down to like, would they do it? A lot of times they have a list and kind of asked, you know, like, you know, the best with basketball, with like the whole, with the slam dunk contest, three point contest, kind of like, you know, they had people that asked, but, you know, will they say yes and agree to it? You know, who knows? So, you know, it should be a pretty fun. So I always look forward to the home and derby more. All Star Game I do look forward to, because like, as compared to like the NBA and NFL All Star Game, like they're actually competitive. Like they're actually, even though the winner doesn't get anything, like it was like it did 10 years ago. You know, the winner of it, the All Star Game doesn't used to determine like home field advantage in the World Series. You know, the last year they did that was 2016. Thank you, American League, for winning, because it helped my Cubbies win the World Series by allowing us to have get Kyle Schwarber back and DH for the World Series. So thank you for that. But you know, even though they don't play for anything, like, they still play competitive. Like they still do try and win. To like, this kind of a thing to be like, who is, you know, better, the senior circuit National League or the, you know, junior circuit, like American League type of thing. I think that's what they say. I know the National League is older, so it's the senior circuit or something like that. So, you know, we'll talk about it. Recap All-Star Week in 2 weeks for my next show. I think that'll be a week before the MLB trade deadline as well. We'll have maybe some NBA free agency. We'll know. Who knows? I mean, with the Olympics about to start, I don't, you know, they'll probably have some, but anything major, you know, it's kind of we'll wait and see type of thing. So, you know, and we'll go from there. So, yeah, thank you for listening, and have a good one.